Just heard from the Department of Fire and Emergency Services because the president of the United Professional Firefighters Union, Clem Chan, joined me at the top of the program today. He believes that the state's minimum bushfire preparedness requirements may not be met during this weekend's scorching heat. He says due to severe staffing shortages and a resistance from DFES to pay overtime. Clem Chan told you that six trucks had been taken offline today. Three of those trucks are usually stood up, ready, should the weather deteriorate to the point that we have an extreme fire danger warning in place, and we will, with the forecast to hit 38 degrees tomorrow. Now, via statement, DFES is basically blaming the union for this. They say, in order to manage the effects of the industrial action, which has been initiated by the firefighters union, they've had to decommission five firefighting vehicles in the metro area. But two separate additional appliances have been sent to volunteer brigades. And those brigades have sufficient volunteers to enable a rapid response to incidents. A DFES says consideration is being given to providing additional appliances to other volunteer brigades, and that there are 139 vehicles across DFES and volunteer brigades and 130 across local government bushfire brigades in the metro area. So DFES is trying to blame the union. The union's trying to blame DFES. The union says pay us overtime, our fireys, and they will be able to man these appliances. A DFES says because of the industrial action being taken by the union, they won't do it. I mean, ultimately, if we have a minimum level, this is what we're trying to get to, a minimum level of preparedness to make sure that these appliances are in place during extreme fire danger warning scenario, then surely the minimum has to override any industrial action or any dispute between the union and the Department of Fire and Emergency Services. We don't want to be heading into the weekend with 38 degree temperatures, the potential of bushfires flaring up around the metropolitan area, and thinking on Sunday or Monday, if only, we'll seek some more information to that point. Because according to Clem Chan, this has never happened before, that the minimum number of fire trucks which are capable of fighting a bushfire should it flare up would not be stood up. 133 882 if you'd like to have your say.